Good morning, everyone. Today, I'm going to present to you the article Changing Climate Now, Treating Northern Lake Year-Round. This article was written by John Peritano on March 13, 2021. And it talks about ice lakes and the problems that they have with global warming. So by reading the article, we can ask us a question that is, what impact can climate change have to lake and especially ice lakes? So in the article, we can see that in the majority of ice lakes, the ice began to melt very, very early in the year. And that is a problem because this means that the global temperature is up and the water temperature too. So there are some ice fishers that are persons who make a hole in the ice on the lake and fish some fish to eat. And to make it their families, and if there's not ice, ice fishers won't be able to fish. Especially that if the temperature continue to grow, fish gonna die. So the ice fishers won't have. Yes, they won't have food anymore because in the oceans or in the seas, fish can go deeper to find some cooler water that corresponds to them. And in the lake, they can't do that. They are blocked in the lake, so they are condemned to stay in the lake and suffer from the hot temperature of the water. Some scientists made the searches by 1.35 million lakes in all, and they put their data into a computer, and they say that the number skyrockets to 5,679 lakes will permanently lose their ice protection. The ice also serve to protect the biodiversity of the lake, and this avoid some seaweed to grow, and some seaweed that can be toxic for the fishes. So now we can ask why the temperature are increased, and it's in a big part because of our carbon dioxide emissions, who are very, very, very important. And we all know that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas, so it contributes to warm the planet. And this is very dangerous. So we need to reduce our carbon dioxide emissions because more we issue carbon dioxide, more the planet will be warm. And we can do that by many solutions. So we can stop use personal car. We can use a bus or make carpooling, things like that. Use a bicycle to go to places that are not too far. We must reduce our utilization of the plane and the boats, because the boats are a big part of carbon dioxide emissions. And in a personal term, we can also reduce our utilization of AC. We can reduce our consumption of red meats because red meats produce a lot of carbon dioxide by the process to make them. And that's all little things, but these things can change the future for the biodiversity, for the humanity, and for all our planet. So to conclude, we can say that climate change have many effects on the ice lakes, because it make melt the ice, it's destroyed the biodiversity of the lakes, and it kills all the fish, all the sea sheets, and this is a very 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 bad thing, because we need ice lakes, and some population need it to drink potable water or just to eat some fish. So we must inverse the climate change, because it depends to the life of some person and some species.